They always say over a ma'aser by Hanukkah.
With respect, how people
they always
like
say
you,
the ma'aser
like
of Hanukkah
like
is the ma'aser Zazoi. Is there were a certain Rebbe always used to say the famous ma'aser that was the three prisoners in a prison. One of them, the ma'aser, was a little bit not so smart. Two of these prisoners were pretty smart, and the mahalach in the prison was that there were no windows b'chalal. It was poshet. Do you want to close it? Maybe it's poshet.
Yeah.
And the mahalach in the prison was it was poshet, a dark place like a dungeon. Mom is like Yosef HaTzadik was in. And the ma'aser every single day when they used to get their food, they used to have to try and figure out which one's the fork, which one's the knife, the spoon. Gan some mahalach over there. Now the two clever guys, they got it every single time. They got it every time. But the one guy was poshet a little bit, not 100%. He needed help. There was one guy that always used to help him. And he got fed up eventually. He said, you know, said to the other guy, do me a favor. You know, why do I have to help him every single day? Maybe we'll take it in turns. You can also help him one day. The other guy said, no. He said, well, why not? It's not nice. He said, very poshut. Because what I do is even better than you. Every single day, I take the fork that they give me, and I start chiseling out a little bit more in the wall. So eventually, there will be light in this dungeon, and Mele will be able to see on his own. And then this Rebbe brought this down to show us that's exactly what Hanukkah is. Especially at a time like today, where it's almost the rain is pouring down, it's cold, it's dark, it's a time of winter, it's a time of darkness, there's no light. This is the Zman of Hanukkah. Hanukkah comes and brings light into the darkness, and it's sometimes it's only a small candle, a tiny little flame, that brings so much light into darkness. Now, Rabbi Sai, we've got 8 pages to do today. So please bear with me, because we only have 2 more shiurim till the end, till Hanukkah Be'ez Hashem, that's today and tomorrow. So the ma'aser, please be with me as we go on. We'll try to memorize the questions if possible. Start like this. What happens if the candle goes out? A very negeh shaila happens all the time with the wind, with the rain. What's the halacha? So we know there's a gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel that brings a machloikis if hadlaka is a mitzvah or not. The ma'aser, maskanas the gemara is hadlaka is a mitzvah. That means the lighting of the menorah, that is the mitzvah. Mimela, kovza in zakeklo. That's how we paskin. Kovza in zakeklo means if it goes out, I'm not mechuyev to light it again. Why? Because when I lit it, it was good. I did what I had to do. The fact that it goes out has no shaykhis to me. Now, Rabbi said we can speak about this nisoid in the Gemara, but arichas barichas. Of a one nekuda which I have to mention, even though it's not mamash alocha lemaita to the shi. Oh, but you have to know this. What does a Hanukkah without the bnei sascha? Zug the bnei sascha. This is a yisoid godl in hishtadlus. Bnei sascha. This is a yisoid in hishtadlus. Just like over here we find that if a person lights the candle, it goes out and don't require to relight it. Why? Because you did your hishtadlus. Once you do your hishtadlus, whatever happens after that. And that's exactly what was the nes of Hanukkah. What was the nes of Hanukkah? They went into the Beis HaMikdash. They found one thing of oil. Ah, it wasn't going to last. How many days haven't they had the menorah already? How many more days do we have the menorah? They could have put it on the side and said, you know what? When we get more oil, we'll relight the menorah. Oh, but the ma'aser, they said, no, we have to do our hishtadlus. And their hishtadlus lasted for 8 days. So, Mavela, what do you see? The whole yisoid of the nes of Hanukkah was about hishtadlus. Was about a person who tries his best. And Mavela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over if a person tries. I can think, we know. We know this, you said, from many places. Imagine if a person is studying to be a doctor. He's studying to be a lawyer. Yeah? And he makes it halfway. Does his mother go around saying, oh, my son almost became a doctor. What does he do now? He works in a pizza shop. I'm saying, almost became a lawyer. There's no chashivas b'chlal. When it comes to Torah, it's nishtazoy. When a person comes to Torah, we know this on the Chofetz Chaim, on the Meilim, Behem Meilim, at the Seer. Oh, but we know, Babai, when it comes to these zachen, if a person tries, and a person does what he does, the Meilim he gets the schar. And that's the story. There was once a ma'aser with a teacher that told his Talmidim, everybody has to run up to the 100th floor. The first guy to get to the 100th floor will get a prize. So the first guy goes to the 20th floor. Now this my son.
Yeah.
The first guy goes to the 20th floor and he doesn't make it. The second guy to the 23rd floor doesn't make it. The third guy to the 30th floor doesn't make it. And all of a sudden the guy gets to the 100th floor. So they hit him, hey, how do you do that? He said, very simple. On the 35th floor, there was an elevator that took it all the way up to the 100th floor. You have to try that little bit more. And that's the yisoid of the Reyes Hoscha of Kovsein Zokoklo. The yisoid of Nashkofa, and this is Me'etzim on the yisoid of Gantz Hanukkah, is once you lit the menorah and it goes out, that's not my problem. I'm not mochi to relight it. Why? Because I did my ishtadlus. And that's the yisoid godl that we have to take out of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Sorry? Oh, so let's get into this. That's the halacha. That's our shkop is like. Now we'll get to halacha lemaisa. So, we have to know like this. When a person lights the menorah, and he has to have two tonight, that's a Mrs. Beit on the Shulta Kibayim, and Piski Vyas, is that there has to be two tonight. It has to be that Be'etzem, he's lighting in a way that it could last for the shade. That means there's enough oil in there to last for half an hour, which we said yesterday was the minimum zman of a person lighting. And if you lit it, you're not mechuyev to relight it. Now, says the Ramah, what happens if you come back to menorah 10 minutes later and you see that it's gone out? Now, la'alocha lemaisa, you're not mechuyev to relight it. If you want to relight it, says the Ramah, you can, but don't make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's roi. Mr. Bura, it's roy for a person to relight it as they pass in the Maisa in the Orcha Shulchan. Now, a very, very tremendous study which we cannot be Ma'irichon because we've got so much to do today is as follows. The Piski Riaz brought down in the Shulta Giborin tells us two halachas which are actually paskin in Shulchan Orch. One, what's the halacha of a person lights a menorah with a little bit of oil that's not enough to last a half an hour? Zuk the Piski Riyaz, Shulta Giborin, Shulchan Orch, not Yaitza. Why? Because since we paskin had locha oisa mitzvah, that the etzim lighting is the mitzvah, and when they lit it, it wasn't a half an hour the shear of the oil, they mean I'm not going to be Yaitza. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. How about if I light this menorah in a place that it could go out, that it will go out. The wind is so stark that in about 3 seconds, the whole thing is going to go out. So there, and it goes out, you're not yaitza. Why? Pashut. Hadlocha is the mitzvah means, I'm doing the hadlocha in a mitzvah that could last. We mainly hear it can't last, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not going to be yaitza. Alpizerabais, again, we can't be marich, I gave a shir last night to the Hasidim, barichas and this sugars, I spoke for half an hour, just on this Indian, here we're going to give it 2 minutes. The Biskirov has an unbelievable chumrah. Says the Biskirov, what happens if you have a case, very simple, happens all the time, you light your wick, and you see that it doesn't go so gishmak. You see that the wick doesn't catch on, you see that it's a very, very dim, low flame. Not much of a light over there. Zug the Beis HaLevi, paskins, you're not Yotza. The eye is a light there, but it's very, very dim. That's not what Chazal said. Now, I found it before in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to say, La locha, that a badu yoytza. It was only in the case where it's going to go out, and the Shatzian spells it out, La locha. If it's going to go out, how do you see that it lit? It's about to go out, a badu you're not yoytza. You're mchuyu to relight it. So, Enoch and Amma, we just said, the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi. Even though we paskin that if it goes out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. But if when you light it, you see that it's going to go out, about you have the chiyuv to relight it. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, hold on a minute. What if you're not sure? What if you light it, it's a dim light, but maybe it'll go out, maybe it won't go out, then about you're going to be yaitza in that case. So that's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yisai,
Moedik HaShayla. Who says that you are
yaitza? Mishnah Berurah. Now, let's go back to there are those people, and we'll speak about those people soon, that light in glass boxes. Now we'll speak in a few minutes, if you have time, I hope we'll have time today to get to it, we have to have time, it's the light in a glass box outside, we'll speak about the mitzvah in a minute. But those people that light in a glass box, what's the halacha with lighting in a glass box? So it comes along the Biskirov, the Mayudik HaChumra, says the Biskirov, everybody knows this, when you light in a glass box or outside, you have to push it, stand next to the menorah, so that the wind doesn't blow out the candle. The matches, you're having a hard time getting the match in there, Bechlal. He doesn't know. So you're busy standing there, you ask all your friends to stand around, which from Nissan Kirelis says against the shayla if you're allowed to stand against the wind. Now, Allah, brother, it's mutter. But what are you, against the wind. So you lift up the glass.
One second,
let me speak at Allah. You have a glass box. You lift up the window. You get your match in there. You just about quickly light it. You quickly shut down the box. Why do you do that? So the wind shouldn't shut it up. Send the Biskalov, hold on a minute. If I'd like to, or it's a mitzvah. If this man, when I light it, has to be, it's right to continue. If I would leave that glass up like when I light it, what's going to be the case? It's going to go out. So the Biskalov, you're not Yaitza. One minute, you're not Yaitza. It means you're not Yaitza in the nails of Hanukkah. Now, Mimela comes to Biskalov and he said, what he did is to make sure to put the box in a place where there's no wind. Now, the Maisa, I discussed this with that Goyna Godel, with this real Orbach Shlita. He told me his father, Shlomo Zalman, his father-in-law, Rabbi Lashuk, his brother-in-law, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Meirik, all of them paskin, Beseder Gomor, Yuvada Yotzer. What's the pshat? Be Shlomo in a case where you've got not enough oil, it's a stelt of the mitzvah. There's a problem that you're lighting with the menorah and not enough oil. Mashenkin over here, I'm lighting a beautiful menorah. Just, there's a dovah chitzoni from the outside that's going to come, and I'm going to take it and block it with my glass window. Memelitz mutter. Lanias daiti rabbeisai. I got a raya. I have two or three rayas straight from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, when he says the halacha of lighting in a place with wind, he says an extra word. What word is that? And it goes out. Oh, then the Mishnah Berurah says, if the light goes out with the wind, then you're not yaitza, even though normally we say you're not mechuyev to relight it. But since over here when I lit it originally, it was going to go out, then the Mishnah Berurah, now once it goes out, you're going to chiyev to relight it. But both say, mimeila, when you're lighting in this glass box, kozman didn't go out, it's a vada beseda, and your vada going to be yaitza, and I'm a kurei kurdish from a tzibay safrank, that a vada yaitza, he brings a motor karai from the Gemara over there, in a Gemara different place, which we can't go into the rays right now. Yes.
You said now stand in front of the wind. What is that?
Sorry?
Now stand in front of the wind.
No, you are allowed to stand in front of the wind.
What does that mean?
That means, no. Yeah,
but question,
yeah, because it could be if the wind's going to come, just I stand there, means that the etz and the candle could go out. Just I blocked it. It's nechon and nishayla, about the ritz motor. Let me get back to it. Sorry? So it depends. If you weren't yoitza, then you weren't yoitza, you gotta make a bracha. If you were yoitza, like most cases, it's about the other side, you do not, like the Ramon says, making your bracha.
You mean if you were yoitza?
Before you light it.
You have to make the bracha before you light it.
You have to make the bracha before you light it. What do you
mean? Right, what goes out? Between the bracha and the lighting.
What goes out?
The candle.
Which candle? The shamash you're holding. Let me get a bracha on the shamash. I'm not sure what you mean. Let me go back. Clear, bite over.
What if it goes out right after you light it?
What goes out?
The fire. You made a bracha boom 30 seconds later when you're on the other side of there on the
east. Ah, by mistake it goes out in a hanami. So Kozman it could have lasted, but it's Peseda, you're gonna be yoitz. It's happened to have gone out, you're not mechuyev to be lighted, and it's roy. It's commendable, it's a nice thing to do. No. Now the Maaseh, what about Erev Shabbos? Now Erev Shabbos is a tremendous shaila. Erev Shabbos Kodesh is much worse. Why? Because on Erev Shabbos we light before the Zman of Shabbos, even though it's not the next day, but we have to light before Shabbos Kodesh. We'll speak about Erev Shabbos in a few minutes. But legabi this halacha, kol sa'in zakakla. Legabi the halacha, if it goes out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. What happens on Erev Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins halacha on Tov Shain Gimel that even if the light goes out on an Erev Shabbos, that means you light your menorah on Erev Shabbos. You go to Mincha. During Mincha, you go check on your menorah. It's gone out. Have you got a chiyuv to relight it? Lemaisa, you're not mechuyev to relight it. Now, Mr. Brewer brings the Shittas Hataz, that the Shittas Hataz holds you are mechuyev to relight it. Pasha Halacha Lemaisa is a vada you should, but you're not mechuyev to do so, and if you didn't do it, your vada going to be yaitza. Have you got time for a half a minute maisa that happened a few years ago? When the first night of Hanukkah fell on Erev Shabbos, which is the Ganser Shal and Shechayonu Ayin in the era, we haven't gone down to be Bayrich in it, of a guy had the following Chakira. He lit his menorah, he saw that it wasn't going so good. It was candle number one, first night. He said, this is Erev Shabbos, if it goes out, I'm left with absolutely nothing. Mishkav on the third night, one goes out, no, I'm left with another two, left with one, no, Mishkav Elach. I'm on the Eshtanach, on the first night of Hanukkah, if I'm going to be left with nothing, and it's Shabbos Kodesh, that's a Chavala, that's man. So what did he decide to do? He decided to light an extra candle. And he said like this, if the first one goes out, then this one will be my menorah, this one will be my first candle, right? The Maaseh, what happened was, the first one went out, he came back after Maariv when it was ready, Shabbos Kodesh, too late, he finds now, the second one they lit was still lit, first one was not lit. So he wants to tell you whether or not he was Yotza. The Maaseh, I saw go down at other poskim that they want to tell you, it could be he's not Yotza, the Fishita Sataz, they have a Chiv to relight it, so it could be he wasn't Yotza, but again, it's a shame in the poskim, we're not getting into it, it's not a gate to us right now. What I want to get into now is the shaylas of Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. No shchiach problems. Normally the phone calls come in on Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. What do you do first? How do you do it? But basically, let's go through the halachas as quick as we can. Pasha, like I said, I hate going quickly through halachas. Or Pasha, we've already got one more show after this, and we've got another 64 pages to get through. So Beis Hashem, we'll try to do as much as we can. Now, number one, state in Shulchan Aruch Tofish Ein Tes that the Maaseh does say on Erev Shabbos. It's best to daven mincha first. That's not this Shabbos, that would be next Shabbos. This Shabbos we're only lighting on Motzei Shabbos. Or the next Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos will be lighting the menorah Be'ez Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us it's always better to daven mincha before you light. That's why you'll see, interestingly enough, next Shabbos, in most shuls there will be minyanim for mincha much earlier than normal, because people want to be yoytza to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, lemaisa, if you didn't or you can't, avad you can still light menorah and then daven mincha afterwards. But what's the yisayid of davening mincha before lighting the menorah? So the Sherei Tshuva brings one reason, to some the reason. He says that we know the menorah. Are we going to get to that? We're going to get to that. One second. He says like this. Says the Sherei Tshuva. Mincha is connected to the Ner Shetomit. Hanukkah is neged the zecher, the nase of the menorah, which was lit in the Beis HaMikdash after the tomit. So therefore, that's the reason why mincha should pashkas come before the menorah. Reason number one. Reason number two, also very interesting. Says the Shari Tshuva, you know why? It's a Moedik HaTeretz, this. Says the Shari Tshuva, you know why you have to have a mincha first? Because when you're lighting the menorah, what are you doing? You're basically being soimich yourself on the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan and the Gemara in Brachas. That what? That from Plaga Mincha is already night, or you can already make Kabbal night. So you're basically lighting the menorah saying what? It's basically night now, so I can light the next Beru Hanukkah. And then I'm going to go afterwards and daven Mincha from the day before. It's tied into Satch, it's called a stira. So Melezut Chofetz Chaim, that's the reason why you should daven Mincha first. So the simple reason is, because otherwise it looks like a stira. Now again, like I said, if you didn't manage or you called, Avada, you could light the menorah and daven mincha afterwards. Now, the most common shaila that I normally get on Erev Shabbos is, what's the earliest time for lighting menorah? People are going out, people want to light the menorah, they leave, whatever the matzah may be. The Magen Avraham and Zohar Paskim Mishabur Lalocha is Plaga Mincha. The earliest time, look at the calendar for Plaga Mincha, it's about 1 hour and a quarter before night, and that is Plaga Mincha. That is the earliest time, by the way, you should know for Hilchos Shabbos as well, for Ner Shel Shabbos, but above for Ner Hanukkah, that's the earliest time. You should light, you have to make sure, and this is what you have to be very careful, on an Erev Shabbos to make sure that there's enough oil to last for a half an hour after Tzeis. That means that whatever you've been, whatever candles you've been using, or oil you've been using for the first few days, when it comes to Friday afternoon, make sure you've got extra oil or extra long candle in order to make sure that it lasts for this amount of time. Now the problem is like this: in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, there's a wonderful minik, which again I can't go into now what the reason is, but there's a wonderful minik that in Yerushalayim we light candles 40 minutes before Shkia. You'll notice that the sirens go off 40 minutes before Shkia. There's still men who are driving cars, people going to mikvahs, it's 100% mutter, right? It's true for Moshe, I'm not getting into it. Oh, but women light candles, look, as I know, it's 40 minutes before Shkia. When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Erev Shabbos of Hanukkah, we do not light candles before that time. What we do is we actually bring in Shabbos a little bit later than normal, and therefore the Rebbe Zalman said be'er of 25 minutes before Shkia, that is the zman for lighting menorah on Erev Shabbos Hanukkah. Now, come on Pesach's question, Rabbi said, what do you do first? Hadlokas ne'er Shabbos, or hadlokas ne'er Hanukkah? So there is a Rashba, and the Rashba says pashtus, todeh v'she'ena todeh, todeh koidim. I have over here two mitzvahs. One is more todeh, the chayla should do the one that's more todeh. I know chashuch and asa moedik and kasher, we can't go into it. Oh, but lemaisa, this is an exception. I have berich five reasons for the following halacha, and that is lemaisa like this. Lemaisa, what we do is we always do menorah first. What's the reason? One reason is very simple. There's a shitas bahag in the Rishonim that hold when a person lights menorah, Shabbos Neiris, he's mekabel Shabbos. So once you light the Neiris on Shabbos, you can no longer do Chanukah. So that's why one reason, my main reason, why we do Chanukah first, in order not to mekabel Shabbos. Reason number two, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because it's not nice to mekabel Shabbos through the Neiris on Shabbos, and then do a Melach HaShulchan, the Hainu lighting the candles. Reason number three, also the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it's mashal from the Gemara, that the last melacha that a person should do before Shabbos Kodesh is that lochas ne'er Shabbos. And the main we try to leave that till the last way. Reason number four is the book of Yosef says, malim b'kodesh ve'im ma'midin. And about the Shabbos is more chomel, Shabbos is more shtak a mitzvah, me'mela, that's why we go malim b'kodesh. And the last reason is the Radvaz. It is a parshat, pesumi nisa, it's a dinner pesumi nisa, and that comes first. So that's the reason of what we do, it's about that we light the ne'er of Hanukkah, and then we light the actual Shabbos candles. Now that's by a man. By a woman vada has to do this way, because a woman lachola shitas kamat is mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka, and therefore she should vada light the menorah. A fellow came to me today; his mother's coming from South Africa for his engagement in 2 days. So he wants to know when his mother should light, how she should light, and I had to be very, very careful. Tell this halacha when it comes to these things, she must make sure, because if she lights the menorah on Shabbos first, she's mekabel Shabbos. She can no longer light menorah in that case. Let me get back to Rabbi Yisai. Oh, we've got so much to speak about over here. Okay, let's get to Motzei Shabbos. What's with Motzei Shabbos? Comes Motzei Shabbos, Nisa Bois is Negev already in 3 days' time. Motzei Shabbos is going to come. Everyone's going to say, what do we do now? Okay, Baruch Hashem, you guys are going to hear first. It goes like this, sorry? Alright, Motzei Shabbos, I try to answer. Now, as it goes like this, there is an interesting halacha, and that goes as follows. The minute you reach a line, the Vilna Gaon is very makbid on this, is to daven Ma'ariv ASAP, straight after Shabbos, in some communities. In some places in shul, they actually daven Maariv a lot earlier than they'll ever daven on a regular Shabbos because of this halacha, but be very careful. If you daven an early Maariv, it does not mean Shabbos is out. No cigarettes, nothing. Shabbos is here. Just we daven Maariv for other reasons that we can't go into as Hilchos Maariv. But Melacha is still us until Tzeisah Shabbos, which I in Hilchos on the calendar. Oh, but if you do daven Maariv early, that's about the Gevalda Gazap, but be careful Melacha of Shabbos. Yeah.
What should we do?
We're going to get to that. Now, the Vilna Gaon brought down the Maaseh Rav was very, very makbid. Straight after davening, he ran home kidei to be yotzei this mitzvah. It's a very important thing. If any of you guys wait for Rabbeinu Tam, like the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Moshe says, that a ben Torah, bal nefesh, and a vada wait for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, so then it depends how stark you wait for it. If you just machmer for it, could be when it comes to Chanukah, you should not. If you hold Rabbeinu Tam be'etzem, then a vada you can't lie before that because it's Pashat Shabbos to Rabbeinu Tam. So it depends how stark you hold the Rabbeinu Tam. We're not getting into it. I don't think it's negated any of the bochum here right now. There is a Moedika Maisa by Rav Shmuel Salant. Rav Shmuel Salant, the Heiliger Rav Shmuel Salant, was one day davening Maariv at the Kaisel. And he was davening his place, which was Mizrach, right at the front of the Kaisel. He looked behind to Shmuel Esra. He saw there's someone behind him. Baruch Hashem, we know the Halacha is already. Right, Dalad Amis, that Rizal, Api Azoya, we spoke about this. He couldn't take his 3 steps back, and he was going crazy. Because Menorah has to be lit ASAP. So what did he do? Azoya bring the Maisa. He had a window next to him. He jumped out of the window in order to run home, Kedei to light the Menorah straight away. Yeah, there was in those days. Now, let's go weiter. Now, there's a Maisa with the Biskarava. I heard it from one of his son's Talmidim. Yesterday it was. He told me his Makabal from his son, who's Makabal straight from the Biskarav. Then when it came to Biskarav, the Biskarav was very makel on the Savadim Motor Shabbos. And they asked the Biskarav, you know, the Bista Alocha, the command, what's going on? I was going to say Machmeh, but the Chas HaSholim is not Machmeh. He says, hold that to Alocha. So Mimele, they asked him, you know, come on, Zvizim and the Mitzvahs. He said, no, when it comes to Motor Shabbos, there is no Zman because we already missed it. So Mimele, again, about the Azoshtev and Biskarav, but we try to do it as soon as possible. That's the minig of Yerushalayim. Now, what should go first? Havdalah or Menorah? So, let's go over and say, maybe the Gemara, because we're showing him. Sorry?
The reason why you said we can't light fire tonight after Mincha, because we've put a Shabbos first of it, is we consider Shabbos as kind of mysterious. Obviously, same here too, we can't light until before.
Lavdafka, no, because a lot of people, for example, you live in an apartment, you go up the elevator before you made Havdalah. That's number one.
Yeah, but we consider this still Shabbos then. So
no, because you made after Chol Hanukkah and Shmoneh Esra. Or you said,
well,
"Mother, because
you're
Sorry.
Are you
saying
you said Palakandu tonight?
No.
So Friday is the same thing. You've not
born
Shabbos. You've not said
Kabbalah
Shabbos.
Oh, okay. Let's speak out the Machlekes V'Shainim.
You say
Baruch Hashem when you say Baruch Ma'adam. No. Now, what's Allah Havdalah or Hadlakas name is Hanukkah? Yesh Oimim. Havdalah comes first. Poshut. Why? Todi V'Shainim. Todi Kodem. And Havdalah comes a little bit more often than Chanukah. Mimele, some Mishnayim hold that Avada, that Havdalah should come first. Lalocha lemaisa, as we pass the Maral miPrague, the Taz, the Pichodesh, the Megodin, the Ben Ishchai, the Kitzah Shulchanor, the Chazan Ish, and we'll see later. Now, there's a shayla with the wine, but we're not going to get into. However, Yesh Ayim say no. Faket, Chanukah should come first. 2 reasons, says the Mishnah Berurah. Reason number one, Pesuminissa. Is it dinner Pesuminissa? Get it going ASAP. Reason number two, keep Shabbos for longer. Cause money, don't make Havdalah. You've got Shabbos a little bit, so at least keep that Shabbos going. And you have to remember, faket, if we're holding that there is a share of the amount of that there's a space of time that you're meant to be lighting by, so the longer you leave it, the less share you have. So
what,
maybe the quickest, but sorry.
Pesuminissa.
Pesuminissa, and as I pass in Shulchan Aruch, as I pass in Ramah, as I pass in the Goy, Machaz HaShekel, Berukah Yosef. Now, what do we do, Lemaisa? So it's interesting to Zach. Here we have another time where the Mishnah Berurah says, do what you want. The Ovid came out of it, the Ovid came out of it. Whatever you do, you're okay. One thing I have to tell you, in other words, most people, Hasidim for sure, Sfardim for sure, have a set minhag. And therefore, they should go at the minhag of their parents. If you don't have a minhag, then most poskim say you should do Havdalah first. Kach is the halacha in the Kitzah Ashlah, Aruch HaShulchan, the Taz, the Chazan Ish, and so is Noig, the Chazan Ish, and Rav Elasher Zatzal, to Daska do Havdalah first. It's a sound they saw that they want to taina that there's a difference in Chutzlos and Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzlos, it seems to be people do Havdalah first. In Eretz Yisrael, they seem to do Neiris Chanukah first. What's the difference? Bashet. In Chutz Lares, where are they lighting? Most people, inside. So Mele, who the Pesumin is for the Mishpacha, for the people inside the house. So Mele, there's not enough Gemini, but do it now, or I do it later. Because Pesumin... No, a lot of people don't. Even if they do it, it can be inside. So Mele, what's enough Gemini, but do it now or later? It's for the people in the house. Masha Egil in Eretz Yisrael. what we'll speak out soon. Well, it could be the meaning is that most people to light outside, so you're doing it for the people in the street. Get it there as soon as possible, and that's the reason why a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael Taka do Neres Hanukkah first. Now, Rabbi Sai, we've got mamash a lot more to do. Give me a few more minutes. I want to finish one last sugya, and then tomorrow, Etzem, mamash have got the halachas of guests. When you go away for Shabbos, you come back more to Shabbos, where to light, like you said, for example, Rafi, very correctly. What do we do in that situation? Now, the Rabbi Sai goes like this. We'll get to it. I want to get to it, Keseda. Let's start with the first halacha, and that is as follows. Rabbi Sai, we have 5 more minutes. Shachya. We have 5 more minutes. I'd like to finish the following halacha. Where does a person light? At Kan Rabbi Sai, we've been discussing how to light. We're discussing all different halachas of Nageya. But this, I've been leaving the best to last, Rabbi Sai. I probably need to get this for 5 minutes. I'll still take all the questions. This is one of the hardest shilas, and the hardest one comes tomorrow. Where should a person light? So we'll start with Rabbi Sai, Kedar Koi, we'll start from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chovat Avon Beis, that the Menorahs of Chanukah should be lit al Pesach Beisoi Mibachutz. As we state in the Gemara. Because in those days, very simple, in those days you can imagine they had a house, then they had a chotzer, a courtyard that they used to do their washing in there, and all sorts of things, and the men they used to use that. So the shayla is where to light. So Rashi says, very simple, Rashi says you light by your front door. As we state in Rashi, you take your front door that leads onto the chotzer, that says Rashi is the mokim to light, Isaiah passing the Ram, the Izurua, the Rambam, the Smag. The Rosh, the Shibboleth, Lekat, many Rishonim, that you take your front door, you put it over there. That's Rashi Shita. Comes along Tosfos and says, no way. Tosfos and Cholek on Rashi. Tosfos says, no way. Because what was the Pshat? You want people to see the Rishus HaRabbit. So where's the Tosfos you have to do it? Very, very simple. You have to light at the Pesach of the Chotzer. It's got to be at the Pesach of the Chotzer itself. And that's the Maisa, had the Shulchan Aruch Paskens La'alocha, that when you have a Chotzer, you're meant to light it at the Pesach, at the entrance of the Chotzer. The problem is, there's a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, by the way, doesn't have anything on Chanukah, but when he writes in Hilchas Ervin, so we start to do over here, says the Chazon Ish, Amol, in those days, they used to have a chotzer. They used to have a courtyard, and they used that courtyard for washing. They used it for doing all sorts of wonderful things. Nowadays, when you have a chotzer, when you have a front little thing in front of people's houses, people use it to walk through it. Nobody actually does anything. There's no shimush. The Melech Chazon Ish held that nowadays our chotzer is not negeya, and therefore you cannot light it out there. The Biskirov said absolutely no way, and we still go like the Shulchan Aruch, and you light where? At the Tzuras HaPesach, if you have one, at the Pesach. In other words, basically, there's one you saw in this machlokes, a tremendous machlokes. We can go upstairs and downstairs. The Gemara says if you live in Aliyah, you live upstairs, you're supposed to light in the window. Okay, we'll get to those halachas. Our be'etzim is one you saw, one sada shova between all these shilas. You are meant to be lighting at the place where your house meets the street. Now, where exactly that is, machlokes we're saying.
The most visible one.
Yes. Yeah. Wherever your house meets the street, and wherever you say that is, Rashi, Tosfos, Piskurov, Chazon Ish, wherever your house meets the street, that's when you're meant to be lighting. So again, I'm not going to go now, if you live in an apartment building, do you have to light upstairs or downstairs in the window, by the lobby, by the Knesset? Tremendous shilas. I deal with these shilas come out all day nowadays. I push it, it's not against the Bochum, so I don't want to go into the halachos that are not Negeah, push it right now. What I do want to get into is a very, very interesting Nakuda. And that is, what's Negeah to the yeshiva is where to light, outside or inside. I'm not going to go now to chotzos and not chotzos, upsets, aliyahs and bias, not negated to us. One thing I want to discuss is as follows. A very, very important yisodio by Yisai that you have to know. It's like this. The Gemara seems to say that you have to light b'chotz. You have to light outside. Even on the Gemara. And said, b'shas ha-sakona, maniach al-shulchanoi v'dayai. That's it. Very interesting. Loshna Gemara, the diet, it's enough. That means, Bishas and Sakona, Rashi explains, there were goyim over there. That Pasha used to go around and used to get eaten in terrible trouble for lighting. So Remain was asked to practice the religion. So what they had to do was put it on your table. Put on your table the diet and your yaitza. Then you're not going to get in trouble. Why? Because the people think you're lighting a menorah, Pasha for light inside. Now, that being the case, Rabbi Sai, many Gedolim say in Eretz Yisrael we don't have such a sakana, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael, this is a psak, Rabbi Yisrael, of the Velashim Zatzal, the Chazon Ish, the Biskurov, the Oz Nidbru, the Hautzvi, that the minig in Eretz Yisrael is you have to light outside. Outside meaning wherever it is that your house meets the street, which Pashan Yeshiva is where a lot of people light, that's what the minig is in Eretz Yisrael. Give me 2 minutes without anything. It's not Shaykh. Pashan not Shaykh, I can't. However, we know the Gemara tells us there's a Shas and Sakana. What's a Shas and Sakana? Shas and Sakana depends on as follows. So we just said that a Shas and Sakana in the Gemara means it's possibly dangerous. And if it's dangerous, a person not going to light outside because it's dangerous. Now we have to know there's many, many different Purushim in the Rishonim of what means Shas and Sakana, which is a tremendous nafkamina for us. And that is as follows. There's a wonderful Chachma Shleima that says Pekoach Nefesh. Pekoach Nefesh, they're going to come there, but they're going to kill you. That's about it. You've got a head to do it out, do it inside. We have a Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, you know what Sakona means? Santa Ritzvah. Mammon. They're going to steal your Menorah. That's a Shas Sakona. They feed the Ritzvah, that's enough to bring it inside. Menorah HaShulchan V'dayin. Now, the Orach HaShulchan has an unbelievable Zah. Says the Orach HaShulchan. What is that? This is, by the way, where a lot of people in Chutzah are lighting inside. Boshet. Says the Orach HaShulchan, you know why? Because the places in Chutzah, it's cold, it's raining, it's snowing, it's windy. Memela. The only way to the Orach HaShulchan for a person to be yaked for the mitzvah outside, like he's meant to, as I state in the Gemara, is to buy yourself what? A box. So the Orach HaShulchan, Chazal will never matrich a person to buy the box. I'm not matrich you. So maybe the only way to the kind of mitzvah is to buy the box. So the Orach HaShulchan, you're not mechuyev to buy the box. Maybe you're not mechuyev to lie outside, you lie inside. Rabbi say there's an unbelievable tshuva in the Sefer called Dvar Yeshua from a Rav, Chassidish Rav in Tel Aviv. He writes a mechuyev tshuva. He writes he came once to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, on Chanukah to visit someone, and he saw something very strange. He saw people light the menorah outside. He said all of these people are not yaitza. Brocha levatol on all of them. What's the pshat? Parshat. It's a Gemara Mefereshes in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Be'etzem Shofar by Rosh Hashanah should be by Shachris. Zrizem Adim in the Mitzvahs. Why do we do it by Musaf? Because of a Sakona. There was a Sakona that they're going to come and kill us, so maybe we moved it on to Musaf. Says the Dvar Yeshua, so right now, with this Rosh Hashanah, was there a Sakona? No. So why don't you move it back to Shachris? Elamah, what do you see? That once Chazal changed something because of a Sakona, it blinds us, so you leave it that way. Something to Vaishua. In Chazal they came along and they said, Bishash is like on the Shukhana Vidaya. Stop! Don't do it outside! Do it in! Something to Vaishua. The Sakona went away. So what? The Maisa person has to do it inside and not Yahitza. Revelyashav and Kaidis Chubas goes absolutely wild with this chuba. He says, Chasfa Shalom, to say such a thing, I didn't even want to answer you, but Avadu Rav Gedoyle Oilim and Eretz Yisrael holds that you're only Makai in the midst of Velyashav, hold your poshut, not Yahitza, any other way, unless you light outside. The Minig and Chutzlah is based on the Orach HaShulchan, and many of the Shitas that we said in Peshah Sakona is to light outside, inside, for that reason, the Maisa, that there's not going to be a Shas Sakona. I'll be the Hasidim, it's anyway not Negeya, because I'll be the Arizal, and I'll be the Bnei Sascha, it's an Avodis Pinini, it's an Avodis inside the house, but Dafka for them, Beisoy, and then maybe that's why the Hasidim don't have the Shaila Bechlal, they have other like inside, some even like by a Pesach, by an entrance, to have a Chusa Pesach, with Chusa Mitzvahs, but by Seb Ezeshem, tomorrow we're going to discuss what is the height that your Menorah should be, and what to do on a place when you're going away for Shabbos, where to light Ezeshem.